Hello everybody and welcome to the podcast Lingvi Hokal, a journey of language learning, and I'm your host Shashi. This podcast is about my experience of English learning. You can find about this podcast on my blog www.shashiingale.wordpress.com. In this podcast, I'm going to share my experiences about English learning, how I started English learning, what methods I have used, the problems I have faced, and the efforts I have been taking for improving my English. So this podcast is totally about my personal experience on English learning. Today, this is the first episode of this podcast, and today I'm going to talk about myself and about method I have used to start studying English. My name is Shashi and I am native of India, but right now I have been living in the UK, I think since last October 2005. I have been here in the UK for my further education. When I came to UK, at that time I was not confident about my English, and when I first came to UK, my English was really very bad. Because in India, we usually don't speak in English. Most of the time, we use our native language. We learn English in our school, but that English was totally grammatical oriented. So that English was mostly exam oriented, and I didn't have any experience of speaking English in India. So when I came first to UK, at that time I couldn't speak a sentence with the people. So initially I thought that I should start learning English. So at that time I was looking for some school or some online source where I could get speaking practice, and I was surfing on the net. And also at that point I wanted to give IELTS exam, so I was preparing for the IELTS exam also. So while sitting on the net, I was surfing any online course that would provide me English communication skill or any speaking practice. So while surfing, I came to know about the Lingvi site. That is www.thelinguist.com, and I was impressed with that site, so I just registered, and then I started learning with the Lingvist, and then I became a Lingvist member, and now I think I have been with the Lingvist almost 6 to 7 months, and my English is really very improved. So I'm going to talk about this website and about my experience of English language learning with this site. So this Lingvist website is devised and by Steve Kaufman. Steve Kaufman is a Canadian who speaks 9 languages fluently. That's a really amazing thing, and he speaks 9 languages fluently, and he learned all these languages by using this method. The basic principle of his method is that you can learn a language without bothering a grammar. You have to just listen. So by listening over and over the same content, some authentic content, you can improve your speaking ability. That's the basic principle of his website. So the four component of this website, the Lingvist website, is that you can choose of content from the Lingvist library. So this Lingvist library, it contains almost 500 contents, authentic contents, which are recorded by a native speaker, and these contents, they provide with the transcript of that content. So simultaneously you can listen to content of 5 to 10 minutes, and at the same time you can read that content on the net. So this is a very good source, because I found that most of the websites that provide English language courses on the net, they don't provide authentic content along with transcript. So it's a really good website, this Linguist website, where you can find authentic content with the transcript. So then you have to just read the content and listen to the, so you can download the MP3 file of that content on your MP3 player, and you can listen to the same content over and over again. And while reading the content, you can save the words which you find difficult one. So you can you just have to click on the word and click the save button, then that word automatically saved into your database. And after finishing the content, you can later revise these words and phrases that you have already saved. So it's a basic, because what happens when you read or when you listen to some content and you find some strange words or difficult words or phrases on that content, you just point out the words, but later after a few hours or after sometimes you may forget that words, so the words doesn't stick with you. But by using this method, these words are saved in your database, which you can revise, you can review these words and phrases later. So these words and phrases, these words and phrases stick in your brain. So this is a very good method. So the basic principle is you have to listen the content over and over again. You have to read the content, then you have to save the words and phrases, and later you have to review the saved words and phrases. So by doing all these components on a content, you can improve your language. Also, another part of this site is that you can speak with a native speaker. There are the linguist tutors who are the native speakers, so you can talk to this speaker. You can join a group, and you can form a group, or you can chat one-on-one conversation with this linguist tutor. So by doing this linguist conversations, your speaking ability will definitely improve. Because most I found that as I'm Indian, I lack in communication. We don't get much opportunity to talk to people in English. So I think this site provides a good communication, so you can talk to native speakers. So this is the plus point. Also, you can write your writing. Also, you can submit your writings to the tutor, and tutor correct your submitted writings and send back to you. So I think with this site, this site works on your all components of language learning: listening, reading, speaking, and writing. In addition to this, there is another component of this site is pronunciation section, where you can try, or you can work on your pronunciation. So this is the just introduction to the web's introduction to the site that I use, that I am using right now. I'm still a linguist member. So this is the just introduction to the site. You can go to the linguist site, www.thelinguist.com, thelinguist, thelinguist.com. Also, this site has a forum, the linguist forum, where if you find difficulty understanding the content, suppose you can't understand the phrase or you don't find the meaning of the phrase on dictionaries, then you can submit your queries on this forum, and these queries are answered by tutor. So you will get a really positive feedback from the tutor. This is some sort of information about the Linguist site that I'm using. In the next podcast, I will discuss about the Linguist library, where the vast over the 500 authentic contents are available in the Linguist library, and I'm going to discuss about this authentic content and the content I prefer to read that will be discussed in the next podcast. Thanks for joining this podcast, LingviVocal, A Journey of Language Learning, and I'm your host, Shashi. Thanks and goodbye. Take care. Thank you.